Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm sure some of you have heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch, but I beg to differ.
No, we literally had one yesterday.
It speaks why mornings, Moose Breezy, close to 70 for the high today. All right, so let's talk about it. Yesterday was the soft opening for the media.
Yes.
For Dave's Hot Chicken in Irondequoit.
Yeah, right on East Ridge Road. We got an email
we get this invite.
Yeah.
From who?
I don't even know. We got the email like last week from somebody who does PR for Dave's Hot Chicken, probably nationally, right? And Moose was like, we got this invite. We're going to go. I'm like, no, I know. So we were so excited. You told me on Monday, I think, because we got the email Sunday night.
Well, anyone that's sending us an email saying, yeah, well, you know, we're going to take care of you when it comes to food. Yeah, name the time and the place. We'll be there.
I come running. You know what I
mean?
We'll
come through.
I'm sprinting. I'm running. We're doing all the things. So we ask intern Joe, like, hey, I know you're a college kid who struggles financially. Like, come get a free meal.
Yeah, you want a hot meal?
Right. He's like, yeah, I'll drive literally 40 minutes out of the way. Absolutely. So.
And he did.
Right after the show, we packed up our things and we headed out to Irondequoit. I don't get out to Irondequoit that often, but I was ready to go to this VIP media day. So excited for Dave's Hot Chicken.
And people are driving by. They're stopping in the middle of the road, holding up traffic yesterday. And they're like, is this place open? I'm like, yeah, come through. It's
no,
not open.
I go, it's literally not.
Come in.
Literally not open. It is officially today. So if you're ready to go and try it, we highly recommend. But yeah, let's talk about it. I think there was one thing that I took away from this, aside the fact from, oh, there's like a new restaurant, new happenings in Rochester. We love that. We love, you know, boosting our community, our economy, all of the things. There was one thing I took away that I was like, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
So they have different levels of spices there, obviously. Dave's Hot Chicken, hot being like the key word. And when you think of like hot things, I think of like wing sauce and spicy. It's not like that. It's more spices in the sense of like cayenne pepper and different chili flakes and things of that nature.
This is more of like a dry rub, if you will.
Correct.
But they are looking to hurt you.
Literally. So they have the hottest level of spice in their establishment called the Reaper. And the staff there was amazing. They were so friendly and welcoming, and they explained everything perfectly. But they were like, if you order the Reaper, it's the hottest of the hot, and you have to sign a waiver.
Right. They make you sign a waiver because if you do die while eating this, it's not going to be
– they're not
there's
liable.
No blood on their hands.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which got me thinking. There is a lot of places, not specific to Rochester, but around the general areas – that you have to sign something or sign up for something. I know at Blue Wolf, they do like that big burger competition or something. And I think what I'm getting at here, and Moose and I talked about this off air, is like, when I'm eating something, I don't want to be in pain. Whether that be like hotness, spiciness, fullness, like I want to enjoy my meal.
There was some dude on the streets who was obviously, as you know, trying to get clicks and trying to get likes for his TikTok. And he did that one chip challenge, you know, the really hot potato chip.
Yes, 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 yes.
So he was just telling people, hey, why don't you try this new chip that's on our menu? Let me know if you like it. It's kind of spicy. And people were taking it and eating it. And they were coming back ready. They were ready to fight this dude.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that. Somebody could die. Here's the menu right here. You go to Dave's Hot Chicken. You can get no spice, light, mild. You can do mild. You can do medium, which I did yesterday. Typically, I like to drip sweat in my food. Yesterday wasn't one of those days. After medium, you can do hot. You can do extra hot, which
is
stupid.
That's what I did. It wasn't that bad. And I will say, I think it in what vehicle in which you're eating it, like I got it in a tendy so I could dip it in sauce. So it kind of like softened the blow a little bit, but I do like hot food.
After extra hot, you can get Reaper. There's a disclaimer. If you get the Reaper, and like Breezy mentioned, they're going to make you sign a waiver and before you eat it. And we're going to post a video of our experience at Dave's Hot Chicken yesterday.
Yeah.
By the way, this is not, we're not getting paid to talk about this.
No.
This is our own personal experience because I would say we're two pretty big foodies here on the show.
Yeah. And like just community happenings are like big to us. So
yeah, we're a morning show that screams local, but they also have like really good mac and cheese and their fries are pretty banging too.
Okay, I don't like crinkle fries, and those crinkle fries were like the bomb.
Yeah.
I think they're too soggy sometimes, but they were so crispy and delicious in the seasoning. Mwah. And we met the owner, Joe. He was great. He used to like work in radio back in the day, so that was really cool. But yeah, I think it's just really cool and special to me, no matter what the establishment is, chain or not, when something new comes to Rochester and you just see the renovation behind it and, you know, how they decorated the inside. The inside of that place is so colorful and creative, and there's murals on the wall, and I really liked it.
It used to be a Boston Market, so you could probably, you ever been to a Boston Market, yeah, you know what to, it's just, you know, greasy rotisserie chicken grease on the walls. It's not like that here.
I will say this media invite was a couple steps up from my Oscar Mayer Wiener experience with the Wiener Mobile.
Well, this is why I got the side eye from the manager, because when they do an event like this, a soft opening, they did two time slots. They did the 11:30 and then they did like the 6 p.m., 7 p.m. last night. But they cover everything. You're not paying for anything.
Right.
They want to just give you whatever you want, as much as you want, so you can enjoy the experience. They want to give you like, hey, test this out. Let us know what you think. While here I am on the street, like inviting anyone and everyone to come in.
Literally, buses are stopping. Moose is like, back it up,
yeah. Yeah, come through.
Joe's like, that's not. No,
we're not. Got to be on a list. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
you guys.
No, but I mean, listen, try it out. There's one in Irondequoit and Henrietta as well. So I couldn't recommend it more. It's different. It's fun. It's innovative. And I'm going to post the video here right when we wrap up here.
But if you do get the Reaper,
let us know.
And you do pass away.
Calls us from the hospital.
You can't blame me.
No,
you signed the waiver. Speaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, Dave's Hot Chicken.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breeze.
How many breaks in a row can we do about food? Well, let's put that to the test. Yesterday, they kicked off the season of the food trucks. That's right. The popular food truck rodeo made its epic return to the Rochester Public Market for the summer series. So if you're not familiar, if you've never been or you didn't know it was starting back up, the food truck rodeo is every last Wednesday of the month for the months of May, June, July, August, and September.
Right.
So there's over 30 food trucks there dishing out meals, and it's kind of like a big sampler platter. You can just go like hang out. figure out what your favorite food truck is, where you can go see them this summer for different festivals that they'll be at. But yeah, like I said, last Wednesday of each month, 5 to 9 at the Public Market through September. And it kicked off last night. Huge success. A lot of people were out there. They got nice weather for it, which is great. And they have live music while you guys are bopping around eating your faces off as well. So pop
that's,
all the way
that's
off.
Wonderful. Do they have anything for our gluten-free friends or individuals who are vegan?
I think they do. I think there are a bunch of options, and there are trucks in this area that do healthy options, gluten-free, vegan, things like that. So good vibes. I know you're gluten-free now, so.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine?
I'm like, Moose, I thought you were gluten-free. He's coming down the stairs with a Domino's pizza. Like,
any, okay. Any food trucks that just have air or ice I can nibble on?
The ice
anything
chips.
Like that.
The ice chips.
Question we're asking this morning, at what age was your kid potty trained by? Some say earlier is better. Others say let them lead the way. I don't know. What's the real deal? I was under the impression, got a lot of backlash for it, that if you're 1.5 to 2 years old, isn't that a reasonable age to be potty trained by? Is it not?
It's insane. You're insane.
We'll talk about it and hear from you guys coming up next on PXY. At what age was your kid potty trained by? PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I got into the conversation with my brother and sister-in-law recently, and I asked if the kids are going to be potty trained soon, and they looked at me like, they were embarrassed to know me.
They're like, are you high?
My sister-in-law says they're a year old. I said, I get that, but most kids are potty trained by like 1.5, 2, right? Is that right?
I don't think so. I don't.
How can I possibly?
They can't even walk. How are they? They're crawling to the toilet and then popping in.
Oh, they're walking. they're jogging. They're doing that valet jog up the steps. If I remember correctly, I was ahead of my time at the age of 2. I'm pretty sure I was teaching other kids in the neighborhood how to use the toilet. But I was gifted. But how old are kids typically before they're potty trained? Because my brother made me feel ridiculous. Not the first time, but you guys understand. This is all new to me. I don't have kids. And I was very interested in this conversation and the topic.
Right.
Like, how long does it typically take for a kid to learn how to do something like this? I guess it depends on the parents. If you're really just, you're on them about it.
Right.
But at what age is their brain capable of taking the information, this is what I have to do, and then, you know.
I think it takes years to potty train a child, or at least a year. But again, have kids, so I can't, don't quote me, but.
We should get my mom on the phone. I'm pretty sure I was 2. It could have been sooner. I was, like I said, I was gifted.
Was that the only thing you were gifted at? Because I don't think that that's true.
I was a great artist. 585-252-9800. I'd love to know.
Are you making art with your feces? What?
No. Good morning, guys. My 3-year-old is potty trained, but I still put her in a swim diaper because I don't want to be the reason the pool has to close. No, I don't. Listen, Becca, I'd get it. You don't want to be that person.
Yeah. I don't know exactly. All I know is that when it's happening, it is it's rough. It's definitely rough because there's accidents that happen. They're wearing big boy or big girl.
Listen, if anybody should really be concerned about this topic and learning more, it should be you. You plan on having kids before me.
I'm not even potty trained. You know what I mean? So it's like tough.
Hello, PXY. You're live. Go ahead.
Guys, listen. Let me tell you something. It's Teresa.
Yeah. Okay. Who else would it be?
Moose, what's the matter with you?
Is that a rhetorical question?
How much time? It's only a four-hour show. You know?
Listen, you think kids 1 and 2 year olds can wipe their own butt? Are you drinking something this morning?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
The mini fridge is looking light.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. You know, I got 3 daughters. Oh, my youngest was potty trained by 3.5 years old, and she was good at it too.
Your daughter was good at being potty trained. What made her good?
Yeah, the reason, you know, is because I taught her.
Right.
You know?
Just like you taught her how to keep a man, right?
Oh, my God.
If I left it up to my husband, Breezy, you know what? Watch your mouth.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right. Disrespectful.
Sorry.
You're just disrespectful. This is ridiculous.
I agree. It's too early for this.
Okay.
Let me tell you the reason why my daughter is good at potty training is because I taught her.
Okay.
You know, if I left it up to my husband, my daughter would still be trying to figure out how to use the toilet. And she's 33.
Oh, right. You know, what made her good at it?
She followed directions.
Right.
Okay? That's what made her good at it. I'll tell you something. Some parents are just clueless. It's ridiculous.
Teresa, you know what I've admired about you every time you've ever called this show? Is that you're very matter of fact about anything and everything. You're just a wise woman from Gates.
Wise ass.
I never tell you guys. So look, listen. I have a friend, Joanne, okay? You can bleep out her name or whatever you have to do, okay?
Well, we're live, but okay.
It's too late, so.
So when my friend Joanne had her daughter, she never took the time to teach her how to potty train. And she was almost five, just walking around with a soaked diaper. I mean, it's disgusting.
Oh, this is gross.
It is gross.
I had an ex like that, but it was with dogs, not humans. They were just going all over the house.
How are some of these freaking kids 5 and 6 years old and still not potty trained? I mean, what the heck?
I know.
What are these parents doing?
These kids should be potty trained at one.
Listen. I wish my older daughter would get remarried already. Okay, I told you guys about her divorce and her dead ex, right?
Couldn't miss it.
Yeah, we did.
You know what? If she had just listened to me, she wouldn't be in this mess right now. Okay, she would have kids already.
To potty train of her own.
Potty training, you know? Let me tell you something, but to answer your question, most kids are typically between 3 to 4 years old of age when they learn to potty train, okay?
Right.
If you're a lazy parent, then probably close to, I'd say, 7 or 8.
Listen,
you guys have a great day.
All right, you too, Teresa.
Hey, you guys got any tickets you can give me for that Shawnee Paul or Wiz thing?
We're not giving you tickets to a concert you don't even know the name of.
What do you know about?
Here we go again. Teresa. You couldn't get me tickets for my daughter, and now you can't get me these tickets, really?
Well, listen, though, bachelor auction. I don't want to get back into that.
No.
But what do you know about, humor me, what do you know about Wiz Khalifa?
Not too much, to be honest with you, but my daughter does.
Oh,
she
it's always the daughter.
Teresa, can you tell me what the lyrics are to this song? Ready and go.
I have no idea. I can't even understand it.
Well, it's just an instrumental.
It's just a melody.
All right, Teresa, go have your coffee.
You guys have a wonderful day, okay? This is crazy. I got to go have my coffee.
All right. Yeah. We love you. Bye.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh, thank God for Teresa. I think we would all still be looking for answers if it wasn't for her.
She crushed it.
She absolutely did. But now's a good time to give these away.
Yeah, let's do it.
Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800, to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul on July 6th at Darien Lake Amphitheater. You can win these before you can buy them. The tickets go on sale this Friday. Caller 8 right now. Good luck.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. PXY.